Hello everyone, how are we doing today? And how is the weather on your side? I know I don't really understand this cold that has been on for a while. It's not really raining, but then it's cold. I mean, the breeze is cold, or am I the only one? Plus the days are running. When did we actually get into August? And my today is 22nd of August already. Anyway, we thank God for preserving our lives. Okay, it is only because we're alive that we can, you know, analyze the weather and, you know, talk about the dates. I personally want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful day. And of course, another opportunity on today's episode with the Debunking Doctor on the Moment of Truth. Okay, I am your host, 3D, and on today's episode, I'll be talking about teething, the process of bringing or developing teeth in children. It's quite common, of course, and that's because almost all households in Nigeria has a baby, perhaps two or three. Okay, so this becomes really important. And today I'll be talking about teething to help us understand this process a lot better. And that way we can help our babies, you know, have a fabulous experience teething. And of course, you know, when mommy is fine, the home is fine. If anything is wrong with mommy, that's some trouble. And you know, one thing that can definitely make something wrong with mommy is if the baby is not doing fine, right? Okay, so I'm going to talk about teething, and then I'm going to make one or two things very clear, and then I hope that, you know, today's episode would add one or two things to you. Before I go into the detail of today's episode, I'll need to go on my regular 1 minute break, and then I'll be back. Welcome back everyone, and yes, straight to the business of today. I said it is teething. Okay, you know, I want to sound like a grammarian, teething, you know, but really, as Nigerians, now teething we dey call am, teething, we hear teething powder, we hear different things. Okay, so that is what I'm going to talk about, teething really. Okay, and just simply put, really, it is the process of developing tooth or teeth in babies, right? It's actually a time, you know, that they graduate from just feeding on the breast, and then, you know, we need to bring in other things. We have to prepare for tearing apart the chicken and the turkey and the meat, and you know, and to do all of that, of course, the baby will need the teeth. But sometimes actually it doesn't come so unnoticed, you know, unlike growing hair. I mean, if we grow hair, sometimes we don't even know when the hair grows, right? It just happens. We just sleep, we wake up, and boom, the hair is there, okay? But then when it comes to teething or developing teeth, it might come with a little form of event, and that's what I'm going to, you know, analyze today. First of all, you can imagine that very hard substance called tooth coming through that very soft surface called the gum, and that is where the problem really is. You know, when it comes to everything around teething, it's the tooth coming through the gum. Okay, usually this process can be quite uncomfortable for the babies, but it does not necessarily mean that it makes babies sick. Teething is not equal to a sick baby. I repeat that a baby is teething does not mean the baby will be sick. Sickness is not equal to teething. Let me sound Nigerian right now. Teething is not equal to problem. So mothers, please stop expecting that the baby will be sick when they are teething. It is not normal. It does not have to be. It is something that can be prevented. We just need to, you know, add one or two things and know one or two things and do one or two things. Of course, before we can do things, we need to know them first. And I am going to fill the vacuum of knowing today, and I'm going to leave you to do them. It's going to be a short one, and I need you to follow me very closely. So first of all, just to pay attention to this discomfort from the gum. Usually because of that discomfort, babies want to put everything in the mouth. I'm sure for most mothers, that's the usual experience. You know, they start to put everything in the mouth, from their toys to their own hands to your hand. Sometimes they can actually bring your hand into their mouth and start to chew on it, right? Sometimes if you put them on your shoulder, there they go. They are chewing, perhaps on your clothes, on your shoulder, anything available at home. Some of them would even put their mouth on the edges of tables and chairs and up they go, chewing and gnawing on it. And that is because of the discomfort that comes from the gum. And when the chewing, the gnawing on the things around them, it helps to ease the pain. It helps to ease the discomfort. And that is why we need to pay attention. The reason we need to pay attention actually is that for the most part, most babies would perhaps, you know, have their first tooth at about the age of 4 to 6 months. On the average, it's common around 6 months and thereafter. Usually babies are crawling then, right? A good number of them are crawling. Mm-hmm. So they have all fours on the floor. The palms are on the floor, the knees are on the floor, and they are boom, boom, boom before you even open your eyes. Sometimes they are gone. I mean, they have gone very far. Sometimes it's even a bit more difficult to actually monitor the movement of a crawler than a walker. And that is because, you know, with a walker, you can perhaps just look around and boom, that is the baby's head there. But for a crawler, they can go in between the tables and the chairs, and before you know it, they are miles away. The only thing that would introduce their presence is the scattering of the pot or the pulling on the wires, or, you know. Okay, so it's easy to lose track of them. And that means that they have a higher tendency of picking up things around them. Okay, it is not to say that it does not come with some event. That is the teething. I'll come back to this picking up things, of course. But then I need to address the common things that can, you know, around the period of teething for babies. Just like I said, they put the hands, they put things in the mouth more at about that time. The other thing that they do a lot is that they can bite. I don't want to say bite. They close the gum on your nipple more when they are feeding. Okay? It is not because they are being inhuman or being wicked. Okay? It is because they are trying to soothe the discomfort from the gum. So when you start to notice this as a mother, that the child, in quote, bites you more when he or she is, you know, feeding, it might be their way of helping to soothe the discomfort that is coming from their gum. Okay, so you should pay attention to that. The other thing is that it may start to drool saliva more. It means that their saliva would come out of the mouth more because of the discomfort from the gum. Okay, the other things that may come may be that they may have this, you know, seemingly warm body temperature. I said warm, not hot. They are not overtly hot, but the body temperature might be a little, you know, warmer than what it used to be, what you used to know them to have. Okay, that's a low-grade fever. And then the other thing that you may notice is they rub their cheek and pull the air usually more. Okay, there's a disclaimer to this one, because usually babies can pull on the air when there's an ear infection. Okay, so you want to put everything together and then interpret it. So if your child is rubbing on the cheek a lot or pulling on the air a lot, and then the body temperature is starting to rise, they are getting so hot, then you need to take that child to the hospital, because that is not teething. Permit me to establish this. Teething is not equal to sickness. I'd mentioned that before. Your baby does not necessarily have to be sick because he or she is bringing out teeth or getting ready for the chickens. Mm-hmm. A baby doesn't have to be sick. It's just about paying more attention. And then I'll just go back to, you know, a crawler that picks up different things from different places. And then before we know it, just like I said, because of the discomfort from the gum, they put things in the mouth. And, you know, a baby is not intelligent enough to know this is dirty or not dirty. And boom, in it goes into the mouth. And it is these things that are likely to infect the baby and cause the baby to start to have watery stool. You know, they start to stool excessively or start to vomit excessively. You know, that is not the teething that is the problem. It is actually the events around it that is causing that. The other thing that, you know, may put them at an increased risk of infection at that age is that 6 months, 7 months, you know, it's a very wonderful time in that, well, for mothers that have tried to breastfeed exclusively, it is done usually in this part of the world for 6 months. And then at that time, you're about to wean the child off just breast milk. You want to introduce something else. And sometimes it doesn't come very easy, right? It's not easy to just change food for babies like that. you know, some of them may not tolerate this or that. So it's a time that you're trying to guess, okay, what would she like? What would he like? And so the feeding might not be really good at that time. Plus, at 6 months, the antibodies, which are, you know, the soldiers that babies get from the mother, are starting to drop as at that time, because the baby's body is also trying to come up with its own immunity. Their immunity at that time is quite immature and may not be able to handle some of these microorganisms in the environment. So all of those things put them at risk of, you know, coming down with overt infection. But it is not the teething that is causing that. It is the period. It is the activities of that time. Okay, so what we can do to help, you know, reduce those adverse events is to pay attention. First of all, usually they are sitting down or they are crawling, so it becomes important for us to put them in a safe and clean environment, because we know they will keep crawling. We cannot make them stay in one place. That's why they are children anyways. Okay, they need that moving around, they need that playing around. It builds their bone, it helps them to grow better. So it is not advisable that you pin down your baby to one place and all of that. Okay, so what we can do, of course, is to make the environment clean and safe. Okay, so that the toys that we present them with, they are clean. The mats that they play on is clean. We take away things that can injure them. Okay, and then the other thing that we want to ensure is that we want to keep the saliva away. I'm not saying don't make the saliva come out. Okay, I'm saying when the saliva is out, please clean it regularly. It is not very okay to leave the saliva on their, you know, on their cheek, on their neck, on their body for too long. And that is because that may encourage, you know, infection of the parts that is covered by the saliva. So you want to keep the place dry. Once they drool saliva like that, you get a clean, napkin, and then you clean it off. So it's important to keep them dry. So the saliva should not just stay there, you know, in the name of their teething. We should not neglect all of that. The other thing is that mommies, okay, daddies, you're also going to deliberately become more hygienic. Part of what you'll have to do constantly is wash your hands, and that is because we need your hand at this stage. Okay, I'm representing the babies right now. We need your hands. Okay, and that is because, you know, I said that the discomfort comes from the gum. Okay, any massage whatsoever would help them to ease the pain, which is the reason they put everything in the mouth. Okay, so one way to help soothe the pain is for you to put your hands and massage the gum gently. It is even better if you can first put your finger in a cold water and then, you know, put on the gum. Oh my. If you can hear the baby's, you know, heartbeat, it will be praying for you. You know when heartbeat is praying for you? Okay, that's the effect of your cool finger on the gum. But of course, we need to be sure that the fingers are clean. Mm-hmm. Thanks, mom. Because your fingers may not be always available. The other things that can be used will be their toys. Of course, first of all, they need to be clean. The second is that we can refrigerate them. Mm-hmm. I just spoke English. I beg you, put them inside the fridge. Yeah, that's the meaning. Put them in the fridge, keep them cool, and then present to the baby or present to the child. Okay, once they put that in the mouth, it helps to soothe the pain significantly. Anything cold, but please don't put ice on their gums. You may be destroying the gum that way. You know, blocks of ice and all of that is not allowed. We don't even want that you freeze the toys. No, just make them cold, okay? Because that is all that they need. And also, the other thing that you can use apart from their toys are washcloths. Okay, you can get really clean washcloths, refrigerate them. They sound somehow, right? But it is not summer. It works all over the world. This works, okay? And we as Nigerians can also do this. We should not feel uneasy because we're saying put washcloths in the fridge. Yes, it works. Put it in the fridge and then give that to the baby. Let them chew on it. It will soothe their pain and they'll be a lot calmer. Teething does not make the body's temperature for a baby go high. They don't have high fever. They can have low fever. And of course, that can be dealt with ordinary paracetamol. But even paracetamol, you have to still talk to your doctor and be sure that it is safe for your baby. Your baby can take it, because remember, the dose is very important. And for babies, you don't just give them anything. One thing you must pay attention to is that there are some teething powder, my dear Nigerian moms, that contain benzocaine. there are teething powders that you must stay away from. Grind their gum on it because of their potential side effect. Okay, it can be really grave, and that is why you must, as much as possible, stay away from. Just read, you know, the contents of the teething powder, whatever it is that you're buying. There should be no benzocaine. It is actually a drug that helps to, you know, take care of pain, but then the side effects can be quite huge for babies. Okay, so when you read through, benzocaine is spelled B-E-N-Z-O-C-A-I-N-E, benzocaine. So if you see that in any content or anything you want to use for a baby, as a matter of fact, like I told you, you really do not need to use anything for a baby while teething. All you do is increase your level of hygiene and pay more attention. If at all there's any problem when, you know, babies start to have high grade fever, their body's temperature is so hot, they are coughing, start to stool, I mean pass loose stool of course, and then they are vomiting, that's even worse when they start to vomit alongside that, then you should not just assume this is teething. No, that is not teething, that is an infection and has to be looked into. So you take the baby to the hospital and have the baby's body checked. Okay, so please, I need you to take this home, moms, dads. Sickness is not equal to teething. Teething is not equal to sickness. Okay, once we can pay more attention to our hygiene, to the babies, to taking care of the baby and the environment at that time, we will be able to keep off any problems at all that may want to come at that time. Well, I've seen this happen with other mothers. I've seen people tell me that there was no problem when their baby's tooth were coming out, and of course I'm still waiting for the same testimony that, you know, when your baby was coming up with tooth, with the teeth, there was no problems at all, no infection whatsoever. Please, I would be really happy to hear from you, okay, so that I can share your testimony someday on this podcast. Okay, that's all I bring for today. And then till I see you next week, I want you to stay healthy and be deliberate about it. Bye.